It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. Picking up on a Thursday, December 4th, 3 above right now. Got a few clouds hanging around with us. Thursday Talk Round always starts with our favorite historian, Jana Gageland. You're the best. You brought me Christmas fudge this week. There's fudge. There's Christmas fudge that people make. Then there's Jana Gageland Christmas fudge. There is a difference.
It's been a few years since I've been making this.
Oh, yeah. This is the best.
Is it?
Well, yes.
I'm glad that you enjoy it.
Well, and again, my day is perfect now because I got here, and you'll appreciate this too because, you know, it's the small things.
Yes.
Because I got in here this morning. It's freezing outside, and I'm thinking, what do I need this morning? You know what I need? I need hot cocoa with marshmallows.
Oh.
Fortunately, we had some here, so I had hot cocoa with marshmallows, and now I get Jana Gageland fudge.
Oh, that's a good combination.
I tell you what, my day is complete, so thank you again.
Of course, of course.
All right, good way to get into the holiday season. What are we talking about here? We didn't even have a chance to cover this.
Well, we didn't, but, you know, when I go through the newspapers, sometimes there's, you know, a headline thing that catches my eye. I'm like, okay, I'll file this away for later. So last time I was here, we talked about the beehive and, you know, the fire and all that.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I had found this article in October of 2025. And the question was, have North Dakota people good feet? That was the headline.
Good feet?
Good feet. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that seems a little interesting. I'll file that. And so I went back and, you know, it was coming from Lieber Shoes. Remember Lieber Shoes? They were in the Beehive location.
I vaguely remember the name, yeah, the brand name.
And then it got, they had the fire and they had to move all their shoes out and all that kind of stuff. So it had been kind of a mecca for the Dr. Scholl people. Dr. Scholl.
That's where that got started.
Yeah. Okay. So in 1904, he started working with making products for the foot. And he started with an arch support. And people said, was there really a Dr. Scholl? Yeah,
there was. Really, there was. There, and was he a podiatrist?
He was.
Okay.
And his grandfather was a shoemaker. So it kind of fit that he would interest. Yeah. So in 1923, he established kind of like an institute in Chicago. And these people would go out and about to shoe stores around the country and talk about how to have a good fitting shoe. And they would bring with them some appliances, is what they called. And so Lieber's happened to be the shoe store in our area that had these representatives coming out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so 3 out of 10 people have really good feet. The other 7 don't, according to the article.
So what is meant by good feet?
Well, I think it's minus a callus or a corn or
the
a bunion.
Bunions, yeah.
Yeah, those kinds of things. So in 25, October of 25, then a representative came from the Dr. Scholl's. And it was the first time that they had brought with them this machine, which was called the pedograph. And you would step on it. They put a little ink on there. And you'd step on it, and then it would give the people an indication of maybe how you were walking and what areas were getting maybe more pressure than other areas.
So this is kind of like a fingerprint, but yeah, only for your foot.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And they still use them today. It's not something that has gone away, but he invented this in 23. So when he had his institute, people were bringing this with them. So seems like a lot of people know about that. And so then they would get this kind of like an X-ray thing that would show what their, you know, foot was doing and how it would look.
And he came up with this in 1923.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could tell if you had fallen arches or if you, you know, were spending too much time on the outside of your foot or the inside or whatever. So when you went there, they would diagnose your foot problems. And then they would also give you a free sample of Dr. Scholl's corn remover.
Ah, there's the catch.
Yeah, corn and callus remover.
So this was a good 1-2 punch.
Yep.
Because they could take like an imprint of your foot.
Yep.
And then they could sell you some stuff.
Right.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, that's good marketing.
Yep, they would give you a free one, but if you needed more, you'd have to go buy more. It seemed like a lot of the shoe stores carried it. I didn't find any evidence of it being in drugstores.
Oh.
So I just made the assumption that you would have to go back to that shoe store and buy, you know, the product there.
And for your corns and bunions, Dr. Scholl's Xenopads, put one on, the pain is gone.
Yes.
I love marketing.
And the main ingredient of it was salicylic acid, which almost all of the products for your face and acne use. So, I don't know.
So this guy was way ahead of his time.
I think
obviously,
he was,
yeah.
Yes. So it seemed like every year there would be, this guy would come, and one of the guys would come. And then it started to move to a different shoe store. Libre's wasn't having it anymore.
Really?
No, they didn't. They weren't hosting. So I did a little more digging, and after the fire, they had all these shoes that they moved out, and he couldn't move it back in. 80% of what he had was gone of his inventory. So he sold out his shoe business. I think later he opened as a women's apparel store.
Okay.
Because you hear a lot of people say, hey, I worked at Lieber's, you know. So we know that it wasn't a shoe store, but maybe later on they brought in shoes.
And again, this was on Main Street here in Wahpeton.
Yep.
All right.
So in 1932, then the Koppel Shoe Store took over. And they had Dr. Scholl's representative come, and they would bring their appliances and remedies, again, with the same thing, you know, doing a foot exam and, you know, letting people, hey, maybe this is what you should be trying. 1938, here's the headline. We'll introduce new unique foot relief service. 1938. They're here again.
Again,
they came,
yeah,
like
they
every
keep coming
year.
Back like boomerangs.
Yeah, and they have what they call a scientific shoe. Yeah, I know. So they were selling a scientific shoe.
A scientific shoe. All right.
And again, they would do the determination of what you might need, but they introduced this scientific shoe.
And this will fit you perfectly, according to this.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you look at those shoes, I'm not sure how it could fit perfectly because, well, you have a little bit of a heel.
Those don't look comfortable.
They look terrible.
They look awful.
They do. Yeah, they don't look so good. But, and they have them for men and women. I think the good thing about this scientific shoe was that you could get it in 4A for the very narrow foot and then a triple E for the
For the very wide, yeah.
Yes, and so I think that was the big deal. And then they had them in half sizes. So it does, it seemed like that was going to be, you know, the thing to do.
And Dr. Scholl even made a bunion shoe.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yep. And again, they would do that little x-ray thing and just to see what your foot looked like. And then they would do shoe sizing. You know, a lot of people probably wore the wrong shoe size, maybe too short, too narrow. So this was a big deal.
From 1938, this was going on.
Yeah.
Right here in Wahpeton.
Yep.
All right.
So they kept up with that. Dr. Scholl's, I mean, his foundation was absolutely incredible with the things that he did. And I think a lot of times when you talk about Dr. Scholl, people are going to say, well, what about Dr. Scholl sandals? They were those wooden things, you know? They were, this one is from 1973.
All right. Now, these, by the way, these weren't Birkenstocks. These
nope.
were Dr. Scholl sandals.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. And they had that hard wood sole. But, you know, the rubber part that you know, was hitting the sidewalk was rubber, but the rest of it was all this beech wood.
Okay.
And it was kind of contoured.
Yeah.
This was from 1973, but the shoe actually came out, or the clog, in 1959. So this was the earliest I could find that someone locally.
And you could get this at the Shoe Tree
here
in Wahpeton. I remember that.
Yeah, the Shoe Tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were on the south side.
Yes.
South of Domino's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To this, about a block south. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I remember that. These sandals don't look exactly comfortable either. But
no.
And maybe it's just me.
There were a couple other designs, one that just had a strap that went across the top. I never had them, but I asked a few people, so did you wear these? Oh, yeah. They thought they were good, unless you had the kind of foot where your second toe was longer than your great toe. and then it didn't work so well.
We're talking feet and Christmas fudge today. It's a good day.
Yeah. And so, you know, they just kept on getting the different Dr. Scholl products. And, and you know, now the drugstores were carrying all the remedies and appliances. I don't know about all the scientific shoe, how that went. But
so being good businessmen, how many times do you think they'd take like an imprint of your foot or they'd check out your foot and go, there's nothing wrong with you. Go home. As yeah. opposed to, hey, I think you need this product.
Well, 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
The other 70%, you got to do something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like back in that time, a lot of people wore boots and, you know, so they were ill-fitting, I'm sure, to a great extent.
Timely stuff. I love this. I absolutely love it. And leave it to you to come up to go from the to the beehive to feet.
I know. It just seems natural to
you draw really good conclusions here, yeah. Janet Gaisley. What's up for next week? You want to give us a hint? Or are you searching?
I am, but you know, I'm trying to finish up 1925.
Okay.
And it's been real boring right now. It's all the Christmas sales and all that kind of stuff. And I did come up with one idea I think I will follow, maybe explore a little bit more. They don't know very much about it, but I think it's of interest.
All right. Well, all this stuff is. Okay, this is good stuff. Janet Gaisley talking Wahpeton history. Again, feet and Christmas.
But yeah.
Thank you for this this beautiful Christmas care package. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. And we'll talk next Thursday. 8:24 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
The NDSU Extension Service will offer a certification class on Thursday, January 15th during the Winter Egg and Construction Expo at the Jamestown Civic Center. Pre-registration online is required and seats are limited, so register today at ndsupesticide.org. The expo will also host numerous free egg seminars, Egg in the Classroom, a full trade show, and the Unison Bank Farmers Appreciation Lunch both days. For booth space info, call 701-252-1400.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax.